My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Loogie.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Well, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gehrig is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gehrig on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gehrig. Loogie. Let's start with the good first with the Yankees. And I'm going to give credit to somebody that often doesn't get credit on this radio station, and that is Aaron Boone. I think it says a lot about Aaron Boone and the culture of this Yankee team, which I have criticized in the past, and certainly it has been criticized in the past. But the idea that the Yankees continue to get bad injury news after bad injury news, the latest with Cody Bellinger, who's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. So you're looking at probably post Labor Day at this rate. That goes along with Judge, where there is no real timetable for his return. Same thing with Stanton, who's been out since April. And yet, you look up, and the Yankees take 2 out of 3 against Philly, and then they take the opener against the White Sox. As the Yankees continue their dominance over the White Sox, they continue their dominance over the NL Central. Over the AL Central, I should say. And really, you can combine the entire AL Central into one team, and the Yankees would still win that game and probably win a 7-game series. I think that says a lot about Aaron Boone as a manager. Now, I know he's got to exercise postseason demons, and I know about the Boone June swoon. I get all of that. But most teams would have folded at this rate when they're down one of their top pitchers, Fried, who's out for a while. Their best player by far in Judge. Although Ben Rice would like a word. But Aaron Judge, you know, over the course of his career, has been far and away the Yankees' best player. Stanton, who's a big part of the middle of the order when he's out there. And now you're without an all-star, a guy in Bellinger who could help you win in multiple different ways. And yet, the Yankees keep chugging along. They don't wave the white flag. They don't drop off. They just win. Thanks to what at one point was a hindrance to this team, it is now a major strength. Although Camilo Duvall needs to be shipped out of here. I mean, he's absolutely awful. In many ways, he's just gutless on the mound. He doesn't trust his stuff. And it's just one of those situations where the Yankees need to move on from him. But outside of Duvall, I mean, this bullpen, I mean, I've been singing the praises of Paul Blackburn as of late. He's been sensational. Hedrick is unbelievable. Bednar, you know, is the goods. You know, really up and down that bullpen statistically and even with the eyeball test. I mean, at one point this season, it felt like this was going to be the Achilles heels of the Yankees, the bullpen, and now it is a major strength. But yet, the Yankees get contributions throughout tonight, including, although drops a pop-up at the end of the game. And that's the thing about Anthony Volpe. You know, Volpe had an opportunity tonight to just have one of those games where you silence the critics for a night, get a couple of hits, you make that nice throw to home plate, cut down the runner late in the game, and then as the ball flies in the air and you think it's going to be a wrap in Chicago, long night, lot of rain, delayed start, both starters didn't go deep into the game, and then here comes a room service pop-up, and Anthony Volpe drops it. And listen, I like Joe Girardi, but he is another one of these Anthony Volpe defenders, as he was saying on the broadcast that somebody should have called Volpe off. Are you kidding me? Anthony Volpe's a major league shortstop. That's his ball. He should have made the catch. And it ruined for Volpe what would have been a nice night. But it's just another reminder with him that he can't get out of his own way. And even in a night where he gets a couple of hits, makes a nice throw home, he has a blunder that will go viral on social media. And it's that lasting image of Volpe's performance tonight. But I go back to Aaron Boone, a guy that often doesn't get credit or bouquets thrown his way. In this instance, this year, I think Aaron Boone is doing a heck of a job with this team. When you consider all the injuries, when you consider the adversity, when you consider everything that this team has had to deal with, we sit here at the end of July, and the Yankees are 2.5 back of first place, 3 back in the loss column. And they are holding off the surging Red Sox. And even with another injury blow, the Yankees just keep on keeping on, which is a credit to not only Aaron Boone, but also the culture that exists with this team. They have the regular season down to a science, the Yankees, better than anybody, perhaps in the history of baseball. What the Yankee organization has done over the last 30-plus years in the regular season is nothing short of remarkable, incredible, amazing. They never, ever falter in the regular season, ever. And by that, I mean it. They never have a year where the wheels fall off, they lose a million games, they're an embarrassment. None of that stuff with the Yankees, even long before Aaron Boone ever got there. And I think that's just a credit to them. They have cracked the code. They know the secret to winning games in the regular season. And major injuries be damned. And that's why through the Boone swoon, through the bad stretch that the Yankees had mid-June to right around mid-July, I kept saying that it's really not a concern, at least for me. You know, I think the Yankees are going to the World Series, and my biggest talking point, and obviously I didn't foresee a Bellinger injury, but my biggest talking point was, well, listen, I think the Yankees are going to look a heck of a lot different come early September to late September. The team you see on the field during their struggles is not the team that you're going to see late in the year, because reinforcements are on their way, whether it's through the trade deadline or and or these guys coming back. And now you add Bellinger to that list, but the Yankees got to win tonight after an impressive weekend against Philly. Even with Sunday night being a gut-punching type of loss, you still took two out of three from the Phillies, and Sanchez at home is basically lights out. And you were throwing Will Warren in the game, who's been absolutely dreadful. And the White Sox are a team that are ahead of schedule, but and they played well this year, but anytime they see the Yankees, they do nothing. I mean, they were sloppy in the field. Yankees took full advantage of that. Ben Rice, again, with the heroics.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
But it's just a credit to this culture. It's a credit to Aaron Boone. It's a credit to the Yankees and the success that they have in the regular season, which is unmatched in baseball and has been unmatched in baseball for decades. And I know, as a Yankee fan, you're sitting there right now, you say, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but what about October? Well, listen, October's a different season. It always has been. And the Octobers of the past haven't been the Octobers of the recent past, meaning the Glory Day Yankees. I know that hasn't been the case in the Aaron Boone era, outside of a couple years ago where they made the World Series. But that's a different entity. We're talking about the here and the now. We're talking about July. We're talking about the regular season. And this group knows how to hold the fort. They've always have. And even with more devastating news, the Yankees just find a way. And with less than a week to go here before the trade deadline, you know guys are on their way. You know a catcher's on his way. In all likelihood, an outfielder is on their way. An infielder is on their way, whether it's Lombard or through a trade. So multiple bats are going to join this team. And to me, that's where my focus would be if I were the Yankees. Offense. I know the two big pieces out there, we all do, are Scooble and Miller. I still would be floored if the Padres ended up trading Mason Miller. Floored. You have a lights-out guy in the ninth inning that is under team control for several years. The idea of moving him, to me, makes absolutely no sense. even if the Padres were in a full-blown rebuild, wouldn't you like to have a closer the caliber of Miller around for the next couple of years? And as far as Scooble, look, the Tigers continue to drop games, which means he is more likely to be available come August 3rd. 7 games back in the loss column, Detroit sits. You know, they're in an interesting predicament. And if I'm Detroit, I better get a big-time return for Scooble. Otherwise, I would just stay put. Which is nuts, I know, because you're going to lose him, but at least you could try to make a run at it with him. You have 2 months of baseball left. And if the Yankees think they're getting Scooble for a song and a dance, that's not happening. It's not happening. You're going to have to pony up. Same thing with Miller. Now, the thing is with Miller, and by the way, I can't stress this enough. Both guys, Miller and Scooble, would be cosmetic additions. Sexy additions that get a big response and everybody would be so pumped up. But look at the Yankee bullpen. It's outstanding. It's lights out. Look at their rotation. And I know Fried struggled tonight, but it's his second game back. Fried is going to be at the top of his game when it matters the most this season. You have 3 aces. I just think ponying up for Miller and Scooble make absolutely no sense. But if you're going to, so the scenario is if you're going to trade for one of them and you're going to trade a lot of pieces for one of them, then it, in my opinion, it would be have to be for Mason Miller because you would have more team control. You'd have him for more years. Whether it's Scooble, it's a hired gun, it's a rental, he's gone in the offseason. The Yankees just can't afford to pay another pitcher, starting pitcher, what Scooble is going to ask for. It's just not in the cards. And I already think the Yankees have the rotation to win a championship. So it's not like they're a Scooble away from getting over the hump when it comes to that part of their team. It's an offensive issue with the Yankees. When the waters start to get deeper, when we get closer to and arrive in the postseason, that's where the offense is going to have to take center stage, and they are going to have to deliver. And it's an offense, as we know, that has struggled at times in the postseason, whether it's the weather getting colder or the pitching gets better. That's something that needs to be addressed and needs to be fixed. And that's also with the idea of what type of player is Aaron Judge going to be when he returns. Same thing with Stanton. You obviously hope for the best, and there's not much you can do in terms of getting a... See, like, Rafael Devers, to me, makes no sense. The contract's awful. He can't field. It's just not a route I would go. Mike Trout, look, he's got a no-trade clause. He's not getting traded, or he's certainly not getting traded. You know, he's not going to waive it, I think, to go to the Yankees, and it just sounds like he's going to stay put in Anaheim. But same thing. Horrible contract, oft injured, not the same player he used to be. Now, I floated George Springer's name out there yesterday. That makes a ton of sense, and I understand he's got a trade clause as well, and obviously, he's got a long history with the Yankees as a Yankee killer, and trading within your division is not exactly the easiest thing to do. There's a lot of red tape, but Springer makes a ton of sense because of his experience in October, his big hit propensity, and the idea that the bright lights, the big stage, the moments that you know the Yankees are going to be in, those type of scenarios, they don't bother Springer. And this idea of, well, is this guy built for New York? Is this guy built for the postseason? You know when a guy has major track records of being in October, and that's the other thing with Mike Trout. And I know Mike Trout's more fantasy than reality, but just to use him as an example, I mean, Mike Trout has a very limited postseason resume. George Springer does not. He's been to the World Series on multiple teams. He's a champion. Now, a name you're going to hear a lot over the next couple days, and I think it makes a ton of sense. Now, I'm a little confused why the Twins want to deal him, but Ryan Jeffers from Minnesota makes sense. Now let me read you something here from Chris Kirschner, who covers the Yankees. You know, he's reporting that it would, quote, be surprising if the Yankees pursued a top-of-the-market catcher, let's just say a Hunter Goodman, and that is due to the internal belief that Austin Wells' defensive abilities are a big plus to this team. Forget the Wells part, and I know he is way better defensively than he is an offensive player at this point. I don't want to hear about the praising of Wells. The idea that they're not getting Goodman, I think, is just because it's too rich for their blood. That's what I think. More than has anything. And I know Goodman's not necessarily the greatest defensive catcher, and I understand plugging a catcher in late in the year to try to work with a pitching staff is not always the smartest of ideas, but the Yankees can't continue to get zero production out of the catcher position, although Sanchez popped a home run tonight, his first ever as a big leaguer in like a 75th game. So a big congratulations to him. But Jeffers I like because he does things that the Yankees don't do well. He's got a high average, 293, right thereabout, and he's basically hasn't struck out at all this year. Like I think he struck out like 30 times. So those two things are a welcomed addition to a team that doesn't hit for a high average and strikes out a lot. So it's going to be a very interesting next couple of days. And obviously this is where Brian Cashman steps in. He puts the big boy pants on and he does everything in his power to improve this baseball team. And I know the fan base is going to be screaming for Skubal. They've been screaming for Skubal for months. I know the fan base is going to be screaming for Mason Miller. They've been screaming it for months. I don't see either happening, nor do I think the Yankees should go down either route. To me, it's about offense. It's about getting bats here. Multiple bats. Because you also have to, in the back of your mind, say, hey, maybe we're not getting Aaron Judge back. Maybe we're not getting Stanton back. Or maybe we're getting them at way less than 100%. So we have to continue to bolster this offense as much as we can. Same thing with Bellinger. I mean, he's out for 6 weeks. You never know what injuries. So there's a lot of compromised star players on this team offensively. That is the direction I would go. If a Miller falls in your lap and a Skubal falls in your lap, have at it. But I don't see either one of them falling in their lap. And shame on the Tigers and Padres if that ends up being the case. But I don't think it will be. But a major credit goes out to Aaron Boone and the culture of this team. Because losing Judge, losing Stanton, now losing Bellinger, they just keep chugging along. And they plug and play, and they win games. And that's just been the Yankee way for a very long time. Decades. As long as I can remember. They have been winners. Especially in the regular season. You know, as of late. Meaning they haven't had the October success that they had in the 90s. Which, listen, they had a million great games and successes and wins in October. So those are tough and lofty standards to live up to. But one thing is for sure, the Yankee way, that Yankee brand, that winning that they do in the regular season has carried on in this era, this Boone Judge era of Yankee baseball, and it continued tonight. And I see no way around it, meaning or no stopping anytime soon the Yankees and they're winning. And part of that also is the American League is not very good, but you know what? You take advantage of that. The Yankees don't have to apologize for that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. We'll take your calls. Got you for another 90 minutes. We will get into more of the LeBron James situation because I ruffled some feathers down in Philadelphia. No real surprise there with some of my takes on LeBron. But I got a few more in the holster here. Plus a trade idea that I have for the Giants, the football Giants. I know we're closing in on the trade deadline for baseball. But I have a football trade that I'm going to propose to you, the audience. Plus your calls, 888-808-1019. Oh, and by the way, another strong start from Zach Thornton and Francisco Lindor with two home runs. We'll get into the Mets as well as we roll along till 2 a.m. It is Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night, After Hours here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
1238 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Lugie evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Two quick little Yankee stories. First, and I'm not a big giveaway guy. First of all, I'm not a big going-to-games guy, as you well know, unless you're paying. That's why I wanted to start the first-ever sports talk radio, I don't know what the PC term is, but a gigolo or escort service where you would pay for us to go to a game, we'd hang out, you'd get to spend a few hours with a generational talent, I get to go to the game for free, and then we'd both go our separate ways. I was thinking of doing that, but then I realized, well, it's not really that lucrative for me. In fact, it's not lucrative at all because I wouldn't make any money, and then I have to trek out to these games. And for me, it's really about the commute, and that's a big thing in life, especially the older you get. You know, I remember 6 years ago, we couldn't be, you know, it'd be one person per subway car. Now, after Met games, you know, there's 20 million thousand people on a one car on the 7 line. You're stuffed in there like sardines. So it's not really my favorite thing to do in the world as far as the traveling there and back. And I'm not somebody that says, oh, there's a big giveaway, so I'm going to head out, because really all the giveaways for me, I'm not a big bobblehead guy. I'm not. I know a lot of people in this industry are. I mean, just watch anybody that has a YouTube show and you see every single bobblehead they've ever owned. I think I have like one bobblehead that was given to me for free. It's just not something that I've ever really been a fan of or collected. But there is a bobblehead that the Yankees are giving out that I got to admit is super cool. And that is going to be on Thursday, August 27th. And it is a, as you know, my favorite show, Seinfeld, a George Costanza calzone bobblehead. So not just a Costanza bobblehead. I feel like one of the ones they did a giveaway with Costanza bobblehead where he's sleeping underneath his desk. That was one of the bobbleheads they've given away. And now they are doing the Costanza calzone bobblehead, which of course is that famous episode with Larry David playing George Steinbrenner, and George comes in with Costanza, too many Georges here, comes in with the calzone, and Larry David slash George Steinbrenner says, nice little calzone you got there, Costanza. Burger. Eggplant parm, Costanza. Meeting adjourned. I got to get a little of that calzone. And then, of course, Kramer washes his like clothes at the pizzeria. He tries to pay in loose change, and they basically ban him for life. And then George tries to get too many Georges. Costanza tries to get Steinbrenner to eat, I think, Chinese food for that day. He's like, oh, must have calzone, gotta have calzone. So, very funny episode, obviously. Anytime they had the Yankee stuff on there, it was hilarious. Really, every episode's hilarious, but I think it's super cool. Now, am I going? No. But do I think it's a cool giveaway? Absolutely. It's rare, though. Every once in a while, maybe like two a year from the Mets and Yankees, it makes me go, oh, that's a great giveaway. And this is just me. I mean, I know a lot of people love it. I mean, the lines are always packed. People get there early, super early, and they're online, whether it's and fireworks night, which is not really a giveaway, but that's just a night to go. But these bobbleheads or jerseys or whatever else, bucket hat nights, people love this stuff. People love this stuff. And as a huge Seinfeld fan, I think that's an awesome, awesome giveaway. The other one is, and look, I've made peace with this a long time ago. I've made peace with the fact that my basketball team and their sports affiliations, I just have to live with it. Whether it's Philly related or, geez, and I love Josh Hart, but geez, his football team, it's better than rooting for the Eagles and Cowboys. If you had to take my pick, I'd rather it be the Commanders and those two teams. But he obviously is not a Giant fan, which is unfortunate. And of course, he's a diehard Yankee fan. And we know that Josh Hart and Donovan Mitchell are really good friends. And that's why Josh Hart always kind of goes back at him. He trolls him. And we know that Donovan is a massive Met fan. Massive. He's always tweeting about them. He's like kind of like Ben Stiller always tweeting about the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell is always tweeting about the Mets. But Josh Hart tonight, and look, it is what it is. Mitchell's got to take it for now. But Josh Hart tweets at Donovan. He goes, yo, at Spider Mitchell. Trade deadline coming up. Y'all might want to make a move. It's looking dark at the bottom. If this was a basketball scenario, I will defend Josh Hart to the death. You know I love Josh Hart. But this is a baseball topic. So I got to defend my guy Donovan Mitchell on this one. And I've said some, and I love Donovan, but I've said some disparaging things about him on the court. Because at this point, look, the Cavs are gutless. And they are sports losers. And Donovan Mitchell is a part of that. And it pains me to say that. Because I wanted him on the Knicks. I love his Met fandom. I think he's a great ambassador for the Mets. Preaches the power of positivity. Love that. But from a basketball sense, look, I've gone after him. Baseball sense, I'll defend him. And this is where, you know, Josh has the high ground right now. Yankee fan has the high ground. But as a Met fan, you just got to take it and you wait for an opportunity to clap back, to give him a receipt, which I'm sure he will. But yeah, man, and we got rid of Precious. At this point, it's like OG's a Met fan. The fandom for my basketball team, it just bothers me. But I, like I said, I made peace with it, but then there are times where it's just like I really haven't made peace with it. I go back and forth on this. It's like, could you someone on that team actually root for the teams I root for? Like I said, outside of OG, who apparently is a super diehard Met fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up next hour, got a few more LeBron takes. I have a Giants, football Giants, trade proposal. And obviously, a massive night from Francisco Lindor. Another strong performance from Zach Thornton. So we'll get into the Mets, we'll get into the Knicks, and we'll get into the Giants. That's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But first, your phone calls. 888-808-1019. Let's head out to Hector. He calls us from the Bronx. What's going on, Hector?
Hey, Luke. How you doing tonight?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. Before I get to my Yankee points, I want to give a shout out to my wife, Jasmine, to celebrate our anniversary on the road today. So, yeah, happy anniversary to us.
Congratulations to you both. You both are truck drivers. You as a married couple, work together, co-workers, and travel this great country together, which I applaud you at all the time. And I tell my wife this because anytime we drive anywhere within 10 minutes, she's like Bart Simpson, and it's like, are we there yet? It's like, are we there yet? We're driving to Virginia. It's like a seven-hour drive. We haven't even got out of our driveway yet, and she's complaining. So hats off to you and your lovely wife for that.
Much appreciated. Mm-hmm. My Yankee point is, I got 3 points if you let me get to them. Mm-hmm. My first point is about Max Fried. I don't think bad luck got him today. I don't think he pitched that bad, but that third, if the management would have challenged that call on third.
Yeah, what was that about? Why didn't they challenge
out.
That?
They didn't challenge that.
That was unbelievable.
Then he had that inning, would have run. Yeah, it's a one-run game if they challenged that, because the next guy popped out. So it would have been, but you know, they extended the inning, gave them more outs than what they should have had, and that bites you, you know?
You know, it was so, kind of like Fried's first start, where he gave up that early single, and the guy in the Pirates tried to stretch it to a double. Bellinger made the great throw, and it kind of cut down, perhaps would have been maybe a tough inning for Fried and got him going. It was kind of the reverse tonight, where Boone and Ausmus didn't do him any favors by not challenging that, and they were talking about it on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty clear that Murakami came off the base and Caballero stuck the tag and had the tag stay on there, and he was out. But for some reason, they didn't challenge it.
Yeah, they fell asleep at the helm on that one.
Agree.
So I don't applaud him on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I got 3 points. My second one is Volpe. I had enough of that guy. I can't stand watching him play. He doesn't just make errors. He looks like a child out there, the way he falls on the ground and just looks completely lost at times with his defensive blunders. And it's annoying to look at. I had enough of that guy. And I just hope that they remedy that come this week with the trade deadline. And my other point would be when they do get a new catcher, I want your opinion on this, Lou. When you get a new catcher, who remains the backup? Would it be Sanchez, who's batting 250, doesn't have much pop in his bat, or would it be Wells?
I hear you, and I'm with. We share a brain on both of those things, Hector. Your point two and point three, as far as to me, I would have gotten rid of Volpe and Wells, whether it's DFA'd, sent to the minors, traded over the next week, if you can trade either one of them. I mean, Volpe, you probably could trade. I mean, Wells is just dead weight at this point. And the Yankees will laud his defense, which has been very good. And I understand he has a relationship with this pitching staff, which is valuable, which is exactly why Wells is going to be the backup, which is exactly why he's not going anywhere, which is exactly why he will likely form a platoon, so to speak, with whatever catcher they bring in. Now, Langoliers from the A's, he's out for the year, so he's gone. Goodman, I don't think is happening. I don't know if the Rockies are going to move off him. I don't see the Yankees trading for him. You're already starting to see things in the reporting world that make you think that Hunter Goodman is not going to be acquired by the Yankees, and it's more likely that a Ryan Jeffers, just to throw a name out there, would be a guy that the Yankees would be interested in bringing in. Look, high average, low strikeout, can platoon with Austin Wells. They love Wells' defense. I'm not sure what they like with Anthony Volpe. Nobody seems to know. And once in a while, we get a Volpe defender, which I got to give you credit for. I appreciate going against the grain. I appreciate going against the mob. But I talked about this last night with a caller. You can look at all the Anthony Volpe stats you want. When you watch the game, he seems to, even on a night where he has a couple of hits, has the great relay throw, what did he do? What was the lasting image of Volpe? He not only drops a pop-up, but he falls over. And then Girardi, who I like, is defending him on the broadcast. Well, he should have gotten called off. Really? How about you just catch the pop-up? Why? And this is part of the frustration with Yankee fans when it comes to Volpe is they feel like he's constantly coddled by either the media or the organization. And nobody can get to the bottom of it. Why is there sort of a sports nepotism when it comes to this guy? It's mind-boggling. You either, this is not Little League. You could either cut it or you don't. And Volpe's defense is, in my opinion, subpar. The arm is subpar. The offense is not good enough. He has gone backwards as a player. And he, Volpe, is not the long-term answer at shortstop. That is crystal clear to me. That is crystal clear to, I would say, the majority of the Yankee fan base. And yet, I'm not sure it is clear to the organization, or at least the people that make the decisions, which is mind-boggling. Lombard should already be up here. He should already be starting at shortstop. I have no earthly idea why George Lombard is not in the big leagues. Doesn't make any sense, especially when you consider the lineup and the dire straits that it's in. And look, I opened the show and I stand by it. The Yankees, Boone, the culture of this team deserves a lot of credit. They keep on keeping on. They win a game. They took two out of three against Philly. They beat a first-place team tonight. They continue their dominance not only over the White Sox, but also over the AL Central. That's a credit to this team. A lot of franchises could have a season like this, and they just fold up shop, and they just lose a bunch of games, and they're not in contention. But the Yankees, they don't. But it's almost like with them, and I said this a lot in the offseason, with the running it back. It's like they're a student. So let's just say we are all teachers, right? Whether you're a Yankee fan or you're just in this medium that I'm in. So you're a broadcaster, you're a sports talk radio host, you're a fan, you're a content creator, as they call them now, which is basically code for you have a cell phone and you film yourself. But we are all teachers. And the Yankees are a student in our class. And we look at the Yankees and we say, yeah, they're a great student. They get good grades. They show up on time. They don't get detention. But, they could be so much more. Like, they got that what they got down pat. And they could do it with their eyes closed. But they don't go the extra mile. They don't reach their max potential. And they seem to be content and comfortable with that. They don't want to go out on a limb. They don't want to go out on a ledge. They don't want to put themselves out there where they are vulnerable. And they're very happy doing what they're doing, which for 99% of the franchises out there, they would sign for it. Same thing with the students. They probably look around and say, I'd love to be that kid and the grades he gets and the success he has. But we as teachers see much more with this team, potential-wise. And the team often falls short of that, which can be frustrating. Because I understand the, and I even talked about it tonight, they have the regular season down pat. Nobody's going to deny that. Nobody is going to ever argue that. What you do argue is, why do they hold on to guys like Wells? Why do they hold on to guys like Volpe? Even Aaron Judge, and that'll be my fan focus. The fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Judge was asked about the trade deadline, and he basically did a PR company line, like an AI robot answer, where he's like, well, that's above my pay grade. Really? Is it? How is that above your... You're the best player on the team, and you make a bajillion dollars more than Brian Cashman. So, in fact, it is not above your pay grade. Nothing is above your pay grade. So stuff like that, just it's irritating to hear that. No, in fact, it is your pay grade. This is your team. This is your legacy. Not asking you to rip anybody. You don't have to throw anybody under the bus. But it's okay to say that this team needs help, especially offensively. That's okay. I don't think anything is going to happen in a negative fashion if you say that. You don't always have to toe the company line. Especially when you are meeting the media, you're talking to Yankee fans. They don't want to hear that because they know it's BS. So that's just an example there where it's like they get to a certain point, they're comfortable with that point, but it should be more. They are capable, this franchise and this team, of more. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan. We will continue to take your calls about the Yankees, about the victory tonight, the trade deadline coming up this Monday, as well as, and we'll open this up in the 1 o'clock hour here, the Mets, huge performance from Lindor. I'll let you know why I think he's going to have a massive second half wearing a Met uniform. Another strong performance from Zach Thornton. A lot to like about his game so far. I got a few more takes on LeBron James when it comes to the Knicks. And I have a trade idea for the, I know the trade deadline's coming up for baseball, but this one's a football one, a football Giants trade. I'll let you in on that. That's all coming up in the final hour here. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Louie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.